sorry. Oh, thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on any electronic device. The name of the app is called TuneIn, T-U-N-E, space I-N, and search WWGH. Another option we have for you, more than welcome to call in at any time from 4:15 until top of the hour at 5 p.m. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, that telephone number is 740-383-9944. Again, that telephone number is 740-383-9944. I need to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have free produce market every third Saturday of every month. The next one will be September the 19th from the hour of 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please make note of this on your calendars. And if you have no need of this, please share with someone else that may have need of free produce. We have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. Location is LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-262-0939. Last but not least, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. I have a thought for today, or words of wisdom, however you want to call what you want to call it. And it's titled Power On. Each day we all need to recharge our spiritual battery, otherwise the light of our consciousness becomes dim. Thoughts become fuzzy and decisions are impregnated with doubt. Power is available inside and outside. Inside us, we have a spiritual center at the core of our consciousness, pure, radiant spiritual light. This is what we are. However, it is now blocked by our attachments. The record of all of our life experiences and many learned beliefs and perceptions. Outside us, we have the Son of Spirit, the Source, invisible to our physical eyes, but only 1 second away when we are able to quieten and focus our minds. Quieten. Okay. Meditation connects us to both sources of power. That's why meditation is the way to access the real vitamins and the minerals that spirit craves. The vitamin of pure love and the minerals of truth and wisdom. Take time to empower yourself today. Sit quietly and connect your mind to each source and allow yourself to recharge and renew. Make note of that. I know it was a mouthful. I'm not going to read it over though. Well, let me turn my attention to my guest today, Jeff Porter. He's making me snicker and laugh, okay?
Am I?
Jeff. How are you today, Jeff?
Excuses.
How are you today?
I'm all right. I'm just fine.
That's good. Now,
Jeff, got my motorcycle back after it'd been in the shop for 6 months.
Oh, wow. I know you're like a little kid with his toy bag, right?
I got my toy back.
Been riding all day?
Not all day, just since I got it back. It was about 1 o'clock or so.
Okay. All righty. All right. Now, don't forget, Jeff is our doomsday prophet.
Yep.
He's a little wind tattered from riding on that motorcycle, but he's fine. He is also an author of the book, expressions of the last days, yes. And we are talking about the last days.
Yes. I thought a lot about David Wilkerson's book, The Vision, when he was talking about how America would become very prosperous because God was trying to get it, you know, we went through a time of recession, then we became very prosperous, and God is trying to use all these things to get America to repent. You know, trying to show his goodness and everything, but they don't seem to want to give God much credit for any of this, you know?
No, they don't. Now, our president says, and we all agree with this statement, I'm sure we all do or should, we were at the greatest peak of our time as far as material wealth, okay? And our country was booming, and so many, everyone had jobs.
Yeah.
Prospering and doing well and not really lack of anything. And COVID showed up. Country was semi-closed down. A lot of people lost jobs. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are on unemployment still. You know, the government portion has stopped, but some people are still on unemployment. You have people that may not, their jobs are just lost. Do you think we will recover from this, what you call it, economic collapse?
Collapse? I don't know if, you know, I'm very suspicious. I think that it's very possible that we are headed towards economic collapse right now.
I've heard a couple people refer to it as that.
Yeah.
Besides you.
Really?
Yes.
Well, there's been a few, like, economic experts who have said that this day was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of, number one, they say because of the national debt. It's, what, $32 trillion now? Something like that.
Unpayable.
Or more. Yeah,
yes.
Some unbelievable number.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to have is one day in the financial woes of the world, or financial workings of the world. You got to have a day when you get one straw too many in the camel's back.
Right.
And just all of a sudden, the whole thing just collapses. So, when I was talking about riots and all that, I was talking about this is a result of that collapse. Because they're going to blame the government. They're gonna, you know, the government's going to be the big blame.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, a lot of it is the government's fault. But what they were doing was borrowing money, first of all, to wage war.
Okay.
You know, it costs a lot of money to pay for a war. You know, you got to buy bombs and guns and bullets and so on, and ship all the bodies back and take care of people who are wounded. I mean, the list is just endless, you know. And so it takes a lot to run an army, you know. But beyond that, you know, America borrowing for welfare programs, stuff like that. Welfare, I don't know how much it costs, but it's got to be enormous,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Right, right.
And so here we are standing on the precipice, and people were complaining that this stimulus check, it spoiled me too. I mean, I'd like to see another stimulus check. That'd be nice. You know, that's how I got my motorcycle fixed.
Praise God, huh?
Yeah. But I'm not sure our economy can handle a lot of handouts like that. I think it's going to hurt, it's going to pile up too much on the national debt, in my opinion. So, if we do experience economic collapse, we are talking, you know, America being responsible for 2/3 of the world's commerce. And so goes the rest of the world, you know, down
true,
the drain.
True.
And so I also think that during that time that we had this economic collapse, it follows the same thing as Germany. Germany went through the same thing. They put too many sanctions on Germany after World War One,
right,
and their economy more or less collapsed, and people were going hungry. They were in severe poverty, and even if you were a an engineer or a doctor or something like that, there wasn't a whole lot of money rolling in, and you're looking at running out of food, you know, stuff like that. People, you know, they're not going to tolerate running out of food. They're going to go do some stealing.
Oh, anyone would. I mean, if your family is starving or you're starving to death, no water, no food, and I mean, all of...
What else you going to do?
Right, and that's another thing. From all the storms, the climate, people say, well, climate change isn't real. Well, climate has helped destroying...
Yeah.
What economic collapse is not destroying, then you have the climate that's coming in.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Hurricanes, tornadoes, flash floods, right?
Right.
Fires from lightning.
Yeah. And I see we're not low on fires in California. We got another one going here. A big one. Another big one like they had before. And the other one, the only reason it went out is because God was merciful and put it out with a big rainstorm.
Whoa.
That's what he did.
Right.
And then, they had a serious problem with mud, which was just as bad as the fire, if not worse.
Yes, there you go.
And that killed a bunch of people.
Wow.
Now we got another fire. Now we know what goes on in California, right? Got a lot of sin problems there.
Oh, the world. The world.
Yeah.
The world.
And so God is trying to tell them, hey, look over here. I'm trying to tell you that, you know, you're in major sin. And you need to repent.
And that is one thing about this whole thing that's going on. It's not just the United States. It's the entire world. We're going through this all together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sin problem. Someone said this is mutiny against God.
Yep, it
is. This is mutiny against God and His Word and His standards, right?
Right. We have a big move towards the one world system. We have a lot of people wanting to join up with... G20 it was back then. It caused all those riots in Europe.
Okay.
And United States decided, you know, we're not joining that thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because it is headed towards a Big Brother thing and the Antichrist system. It has to be. It couldn't be anything else, you know.
Yeah, because no one wants anything. I'm not going to say no one, but a vast majority of the population of the world wants nothing to do with God.
Yeah.
And what he says is right, and what he says is wrong. And that means holy and unholy, clean and unclean. There's a difference between those, right?
Yeah.
And people don't want to hear that.
They don't want to change their lifestyle. They like their sin. But the wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
And he sends out his people, like me, telling you that doomsday is approaching. And they go, well, blah, 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 blah.
And tell them how long, we just talked about this before the show came on, how long have we been living in the last days?
Oh, since, like you said, since Pentecost.
Since Pentecost, and that was what, A.D., Christ had came and been crucified, A.D. 30? If that long.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's been approximately 2,000 years.
2,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have been in the last days. So,
but we've been experiencing a lot of grace.
Oh yeah, of course. But,
and of course we still do, but judgment also is coming.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
If God wasn't just, he wouldn't be God.
Now some people say that 9/11 was judgment.
Yeah, I think it was a strong warning. You know, you could look at it as a judgment, yeah. I think so.
But God was saying get your act together.
And, you know, back then, people started running to churches, remember? They started asking God for forgiveness and everything, and then after a while, it was like, well, we're back to business as usual.
Not long.
It wasn't very long, was it?
No, not long. Nothing that you could put up and say it was record-breaking, no. You know. But this time, he did what? He closed the churches.
Yeah.
He closed the churches.
And he's saying, you know, that the... J.C., when he was preaching last Sunday, he said that it's costing, I believe he said $5,000 every time they, it might have been more than that, it might have been $15,000 that they have to pay in fines for attending church.
Who?
In California.
Really?
Yeah. Because they say they're violating the virus rules.
Oh, that governor in California was very strict, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who closed down the beaches and all that, yeah.
So they think they're doing the right thing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But the thing that the churches are yelling about is they're allowing the bars to be open and dance halls and, you know, bowling places and so on and so forth.
Casinos, right, and all that. Yeah. They're open, right?
Casinos are open.
$15,000 fine for going to church.
Yeah. So God's trying to tell us something. Now, not only do we have the world out there, you know, diving into sin and casinos, dance places, you know, bars. A lot of people so drunk they can't see in the hand in front of their face, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But not only do we have that, but we have the problem of deception inside the church.
I was going to ask you that. Why this warning to the church?
Because the church for the last 20 years or so or more has been inviting in false prophets, false organizations, false doctrines, false everything. And now it's gotten so ingrained in the church. I mean, man, you wouldn't believe some of the battles I've gotten into in church, you know, in some of the small groups that get mm-hmm. together, you mm-hmm. know. I remember one day the oppression was so thick in that room, and they were pointing their finger at me, you know, because I was speaking against prosperity. How dare I?
Right, you know? Right.
And now they're getting it. They're starting to get it. But
yeah, but look what had to happen.
Yeah.
COVID-19
yeah.
had to happen.
Yeah.
Civil unrest had to happen, you know.
All of a sudden, perpetual health and perpetual wealth is yeah. not working.
No, it's not. Can't buy your way out, can you?
No. That's one thing about sickness and death.
Right.
You can't buy your way out.
No, you cannot. No, you cannot. I want to read this. 2 Timothy 3, those of you who would like to follow along, get your Bibles out, or click on your cell phones. And this is out of the Message Bible. You heard of the Message Bible. It says, be not naive. That means don't fool yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are difficult times ahead. Ahead, and this was over 2,000 years ago, this was written.
Mm-hmm.
So we're living in the head, right?
Yep.
All right. As the end approaches, people are going to be self-absorbed.
Yeah.
Are we so worried about ourselves now?
Yeah.
And the end of time, of all time, is upon us?
I worry about myself being like that.
Do you?
Yeah.
You self-absorbed, Jeff.
I can be sometimes.
I think we all do have a certain amount of worrying about ourselves. What's going to happen? You know,
yes.
we're not God. We're believers, but we're not God.
Some people believe they're God.
We're living in that day too, right?
Yeah.
To be self-absorbed is all about me, right?
Is that what Self you mean? Magazine.
Okay. Money hungry.
Covetous.
All about money. But you know, I was reading the other day and it was saying that the last commandment absorbs or is connected to all the rest. It's saying, if you didn't covet after your neighbor, you wouldn't commit his wife or husband, you wouldn't, you know, commit yeah. adultery.
Yeah.
Or if you didn't covet after what was in
if
the
you
store.
Didn't let, if you didn't let that thought in.
Right.
Don't let it in.
That's what it was saying. That's how we end up in sin, by coveting.
Yeah.
We let those things dwell in our mind, right?
Oh, there she is again. I wonder how they could afford that Corvette.
Oh, wow. There you go. And I might want to steal it one night or knock him in the head or her when they come home, you know, be hiding somewhere and take it for a ride. That they're saying that's how all this sin takes place, because we think about it too long in our minds and it manifests.
You know, they say in forensic files that almost all murders have to do with either love or money.
That's
every one of them.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. Covetous. Gotta be. I never really thought of it that way.
It's true.
It's so true. Self-promoting. So does that mean I'm my own God?
Yeah, a lot of times I think people are, you know. I see more of that in church than anywhere else.
Self-promoting?
People self-promoting themselves, yeah.
Whoa. We should be afraid.
And you've heard the stories. People that are control freaks.
Yeah.
They got to control everything and everybody, and they got to be number one, and they're super hyper, and
I know.
It's horrible.
Stuck up.
Yeah, snobs.
Head so far in the air you can't even see the pavement up under your feet, right? You just...
Do you ever have a relative like that?
I've seen people like that. I've been called that.
Well, I've had relatives like that, and...
Not that it's intentional. You know, I try not to be that way, but...
I wish you would stop that.
Stop that. What does profane mean?
Oh, you know, profanity.
Profane. Like to cuss all the time. Don't know how to talk English.
Yeah, they don't know how to talk.
Contemptuous of parents.
Contemptuous. Yeah.
Or jealous of your parents.
Yeah.
Or don't want to, you know.
Or, you know, and it turns around too, you know, I've seen parents that are jealous of their kids. You know. Or it's like some of those kids that were super skaters and stuff, and their parents would take their money when they won those championships and stuff.
Right, right.
Then when the kids said, I'm quitting, they said, oh, no, you can't do that. Oh, no. Well, of course not. They get there, they want the money.
Right. I can see that, too. Crude. That's rude, right? Crude. Coarse.
Yeah. Well, you know, did you, the army was like that. Profane, coarse, rough speaking, not much respect for some people, you know. Just, you know, all the time, all the time, you know. There were nice people in there, but they were few and far between. But there was a few there.
And coarse makes me think of a Brillo pad.
Yeah.
Because it's coarse, you know, and you just use that to rub off the residue that's stuck in your pans or, you know, cooking or grease has baked.
I use those SOS pads
all the time. Yeah, yeah. Could you imagine that on your skin? I mean, that's...
Oh.
Yeah. And some people are just like that. You just can't.
Or did you ever work in a factory?
Yeah. Whirlpool.
You know, how, look at the way they act, the way they talk.
Oh, God. It was the worst place I had ever entered.
You feel like you're in
hell. Language, yeah, the language, and oh, it was just out of this world.
Attitudes,
yes, out of this world. All kinds are there, but you know they paid good money and had excellent benefits. After a while, you get kind of used to it, and you can. But when you first get in there and hear that type of, you're like, "Wow, where am I?" You know.
But that see, I would have been able to handle that better when I first got out of the army because that's all they did. But I got saved later on.
Oh, good.
And God won't let you get away with talking like that forever.
Oh, no. At least you wouldn't think so. But some people do not want to change.
Yeah?
Like you said, they like themselves like that.
Are you listening to God? That's what our question is there.
Right.
Are you willing to listen to God?
Right, right.
They said, well, the only way, you know, God doesn't speak today. He speaks through his word, and that's it. Well, no, there's other ways that God speaks, you know.
Do they like hurting other people's feelings? That's what it
is. Yeah, I think some of them do enjoy doing that. I really do. They go home and laugh about it.
Yeah, and laugh about it, and we'll say I'm a Christian.
Yeah. Do you ever notice these days everybody claims to be a Christian? Do you ever notice that?
Yes,
I don't care what they're doing. They could be living with somebody. They could be hooked on alcohol and drugs and having orgies at their nearby college or something, you know. And that's okay, though. You could do anything you want and call yourself a Christian.
But that's because they haven't surrendered their will.
Yeah, and I think some of them, they just don't know any better.
You can if you don't surrender.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you can't create your own righteousness, and that's what that is. You know,
yeah.
I'm a Christian. I've received Christ. I've been baptized. You know, I've gone down in Jesus' name and all that. But I haven't changed. I'm still the same person. I have not surrendered my will to Christ. You know, I haven't his will and his way. I have not. I'm still rigid.
Not like, let him be
coarse,
Lord.
Right? I'm still rigid. I'm still coarse. That's what it says right here. Treacherous.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait a minute. Dog eat dog. This is a dog eat dog world.
Yes.
Unbending. We're talking about that, right? Don't want to bend. Don't want to. What we consider going the right way, like Romans talks about, you know, God has put something in all of us, hasn't he?
What do you mean?
Consciousness. To know that he's real. That's what Romans says, right? Okay.
They know God exists. And they know they're headed towards judgment.
This says that they are impulsively wild.
Like a sociopath. Reprobate. Without any hope of changing. They have seared their conscience with a hot iron so many times that there's nothing there. I mean, you know, a sociopath can go around killing people and sleep like a baby at night.
Listen to this. Addicted to lust and allergic to God.
Ha! That's perfect.
That's the message.
That is absolutely
Bible.
Perfect.
Can you imagine allergic to God?
Mm.
So what do you have to say about all that, doomsday prophet?
I'd say they have no fear of God. And the problem is you know, God has his merciful side, his grace side, which has been preached for how long now? And it's not reaching them. The love of God apparently not reaching them. You don't see them in church that much. You don't see them repenting, giving God the glory about anything. You see them out on their front porch drinking belly beer.
What'd you call it? Belly beer.
Billy beer. Remember Billy?
Oh, Billy beer. Okay.
And you hear the most horrendous things about people these days, you know. I mean, there's a lot of problems with heroin, drug addiction and all that, and then beating on their wives and their kids. You know, having no patience for anybody. Just walking all over everybody. I had, when I was going home from VITM last Sunday, I was going to go down Route 4 to the entrance ramp going to 23. And this woman went around me. She was trying to get around me before that, but I wouldn't let her because it would have caused an accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's doing this. You could see her in the mirror, you know, trying to go around me. I had people in front of me that were going slow. So, you know, that was no excuse, though. She was going to go around me. So when I got on the entrance ramp, she passed me on the left on the entrance ramp. And I just pulled over and let her go, you know. And there's a couple more went around me, took advantage of that situation, you know.
Yeah.
And there's finally a guy that flashed his lights at me and let me
go on,
resume what I was doing, you know.
Wow. In a hurry.
Yeah, what's the big deal? What are they in such a big hurry about? And it doesn't seem to matter where they're going. It's just that they think they're important. You know?
Right.
There's that arrogance again.
Right. Wow. What, high-minded?
Heady, high-minded. Short temper.
We are dealing and have been dealing with the breakdown of the family.
Mm-hmm.
This is another sign of the last days, end time.
Remember Phil Donahue?
I remember him. Scott interviewed him.
Yeah.
Several times, I think.
Well, he started off with his alternative lifestyle stuff.
Did he?
Oh, yeah, big time, you know. Homosexuals and lesbians adopting kids and all that. And we should accept them as normal and all that. And if it's normal, why did God destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Are they just going to ignore that?
Well, you know, people think that has nothing to do with today. And maybe that wasn't why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
You know.
They better hope not.
Yeah, that's true. Widespread divorce. I remember when that started in the 70s. 60s and 70s, I think it was.
Yeah, if anything becomes inconvenient, then just get rid of it.
Just, it's time to go.
Toss it.
Can't deal with it. You're out, right?
There, I think some divorces are justified.
Yeah, I believe
really
that, too.
Really do.
I do, too.
You know, I don't... I think the...
But not every other divorce, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was that... Was it Greece or Holland or something where divorce is... unknown, it's illegal.
Really?
You can't get a divorce. But their murder rate is up over everybody else's.
Oh. Well, that could be one of the
problems. I think they should allow divorce then.
Yeah, save people's lives if that's the case, you know.
Yeah.
I wonder what does devil in the courtroom mean? What is that?
Where does that come from?
It's down here with the breakdown of the family, widespread divorce, covenant breaking, and the devil in the courtroom.
Well, a lot of people claim that, for one thing, that they murdered a bunch of people. They say that they heard voices telling them to do it.
Oh,
you know, and they claim that Satan, you know, is telling them what to do and had control of them, which is possible.
That is possible. Incontinent. You know, I looked that up so many times, and it would say when a person can't control their bowels or they're going to the bathroom is a way of... You know, when people wear diapers and stuff, they use that word incontinent, right? But it means... What'd that mean to you?
I heard Carter Conlon say that incontinent means that there's nothing inside of these people that is worthwhile. There's nothing in them that would constitute any kind of... any kind of worthwhileness.
It says when society casts off restraints. There's no restraint.
Yeah. And where are we now?
Just do what you want to do.
Yeah. Whatever you want to do. So we should legalize everything. A lot of people have been talking about that, you know, if drugs are causing such a big problem and we have to send out the police to arrest everybody for drugs, well, let's just make it legal. You know, only problem with that is, you know, the relativity thing, which is our biggest problem, I think. All things are relative. In other words, there's no absolute right or wrong. Well, then how are we going to maintain any kind of order? You know, it's going to be completely lost. And the bad guys become the rulers and then we're gonna have to protect them, and then we're gonna have to attack the innocent people.
Wow. I'll get more clarity on the devil in the courtroom for our next session, and that will be the second Tuesday in September. But when I wrote down society cast off restraints, it literally brought me to today. The rioting, the burning down buildings, the murders, just everything's all out of order.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It just seems like, and I know everyone is not guilty of these things that we're talking about, you know, but I'm sure we can find ourselves somewhere in here. I can find myself in here. Like you said, sometimes you may think that you're self-absorbed, you know, just some things in here that we maybe need to work on or what they say, critique in a way, you know. And when you find something that you need to work on, we should work on it, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then something else goes wrong, but then you gotta work on that.
But, you know, people believe that there are some people that believe they may not say it, they may not consciously think it, but they believe they're gods. What they mean is that they have control of their own life.
Right.
You know, and they don't need an exterior god. That is until they're in a big bed plane accident and they're laying in that bed, their deathbed.
And what does that look like, being in control of your own life? Aren't you miserable?
Yeah.
Are you not miserable? Because you think that you are in control of your life. Do you have everything you want, everything you need? Oh, my. I don't want to be out here in this world in the condition it is today mm-hmm. and think I can make it on my own without God.
Mm-mm.
If he doesn't call my name, I will not get up from my sleep. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to think that I can make it on my own. Oh, the alarm clock woke me up. Yeah,
well,
right.
That's mankind's biggest problem, is pride. You know, I don't need God. What do I need God for? I'm doing just fine.
Number one, to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
And you couldn't put one foot in front of the other without God, right?
That's right.
Blink your eyes. Without
but the world's it. Always been convinced that it can get along without God.
That's where we are today. No order.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I can live my own life. I don't need you to tell me what to do or how to do, if I can do, or who I can do it with.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in charge of myself. I can go where I want to go, when I want to go. Right?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, I don't, you know, I can go along with a certain amount of independence.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you don't want, you may be the type of person that wants to stay single so you can make your own decisions. But this thing about, but I can be my own God, you know, and I can control every aspect of my own life and all that. That is, no, that's bogus.
Pharaoh, Egypt, yeah. He was. A god.
Yeah. Well, they get to thinking that because they got so much power over other people.
Yeah. You know? Because God told Moses, you will be like unto a god unto Pharaoh. He told Moses that. So it was God to God.
He said he would be like a god to the Israelites, too.
Yes.
But he didn't mean that he was really a god.
And I understand that.
He didn't mean that he was supposed to go over to the Red Sea and lift up his staff.
Right.
That he was the one making
right.
the Red Sea part.
Right. Right.
No.
I know, but maybe they don't.
Yeah.
Right, maybe they don't know that. I'm watching that series right now, Moses and the Ten Commandments. It's still going on. I've been watching it for maybe 3 months now, Monday through Friday. If you have DirecTV, it's on Living Faith. It is out of this
really
world.
Good,
and it's been
huh?
showing the plagues, the same plagues that Revelation talks about. A lot of people mm-hmm. don't understand those plagues are going to be last day plagues.
Mm-hmm.
The locust is coming tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read Revelation, the locust is there. The boils, the boils just stopped not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they were so treacherous. It made them sick and a lot of people died. And then it had this dark black cloud. The lightning came down just over Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
It was so powerful how they portrayed this, right? And then it hailed, those big talents of hail, like they said, 5 pounds, 10 pounds hail. It was falling down, killing people.
Mm-hmm.
Then it started raining balls of fire. Oh, for 2 days they showed that. 2 days they showed that. And all I was just mesmerized, just thinking about the power of God.
Yes.
His power. And how we are sitting around thinking, oh, it's not going to happen. They've been saying it last days.
Yes.
You know, are you kidding me? These same plagues are in the last days.
Well, I can't tell you how many people have said that to me. You know, how do you know we're in the last days?
The you Word know? Of God tells us that. What we're reading today, 2 Timothy 3. And I'm going to try to write down for our next session together the first... The guy, he did it in Greek. I didn't get his name. I left house too fast. But he describes the first sentence about perilous times in the Greek, each word. And it talks about how we are here.
Yep.
We are here. And I remember when COVID came and you said, "What's going on?" You remember saying that?
Yeah.
"What's going on? Do you think this is real or not?" I said, "Jeff, you've been preaching this for I don't know how many years and you don't recognize it." You remember that, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I still think there's some deceitful thing going on with that.
And it could be.
But I don't think it's all fake.
Oh, no. And who's in control?
Yeah. I'm not.
And he's using this. He's using some of these things that are going on. Mm-hmm. He's using it. Oh, people, be afraid.
Yeah.
Be afraid and fear God, because without the fear of God, we will not be able to get ourselves together. We will not be submissive to the word of God, his will and his way, his commandments. Just like Jeff said one time, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But what if I'm right?
Yeah.
What if Jeff is right about the last days? What if the Bible's right? It's supposed to be the only truth we have nowadays, right? Fake news? We don't know what to believe.
That's right.
Like you said, all these different reports. But this is the end of our show. I do want you to remember November 3rd, 2020, general election. Early in-person voting begins October 6th and includes two Saturdays, two Sundays, and the Monday before Election Day. Absentee voting by mail begins October the 6th, 28 days before election. Election Day, November 3rd. Polls open at 6:30 a.m., 7:30 p.m. Please get out and vote. Register. If you have a change of address, please make sure that you get that right so that you will be allowed to cast your votes. Why is this the most important election, Jeff?
You think this is the most important election?
That's what they're saying. Both parties.
Because the left is trying to get total control of our government and our country. And if they do, we're in serious trouble. Because then we'll be headed towards the one world system.
And they're both saying the same thing. Biden is saying that. Trump is saying that about Biden. So, but it's important, right? Get out and vote, people. Get out and vote. Let your voices be heard. Thank you, Jeff.
All right.
Tell Jeff bye. And thank you.
Bye.
You've been listening to A Voice of a People. My name is Linda Sims. And again, this is WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Stay tuned for next week and have a happy holiday. My birthday is Thursday. Yay.
You won't tell us how old you are.
No, I will not do that. But have a happy Labor Day. Maybe the last day to cook out, right?
That could
be. Do your barbecue and your steaks and hamburgers and hot dogs. Just have a good time. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel like, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.